Listen to yourself, you're a hot mess. Just to stutter through your words, breaking the sweat. What's it gonna take to confess what we both know? Yeah, I was out of town last weekend. You were feeling like a pimp around your lame friends. Now your little party's gonna end. So here we go. Whoa, you've got a secret. Somebody leaked it, and now some shit's about to go down. I never thought that you would be the one, acting like a slut when I was gone. Maybe you shouldn't, kiss and tell. You really should have kept it in your pants. I'm hearing dirty stories from your friends. Maybe you shouldn't, kiss and tell. You're looking like a tool, not a baller. You're acting like a chick, why bother? I can find someone way hotter with a bigger. Well, cause I'm talking about the ways that you messed up. You weren't smart enough to keep your stupid mouth shut. I'm so sick of it, I've had enough. I hope you cry. Whoa, you've got a secret, whoa, you couldn't keep it, whoa, somebody leaked it and now some shit's about to go down. I never thought that you would be the one, acting like a slut when I was gone. Maybe you shouldn't, kiss and tell. You really should have kept
Faded's final song.
Faded.
Kiss and tell. Kesha. I hate Kesha. I didn't. Yeah, I do.
I really like some of her songs, and I feel bad that I like them.
No. Like, her songs are really catchy. Look at, there we go. She's like, her own new term. They're really catchy, but it's like so frustrating because, like, she has no talent, so I hate when I like it. I'm like, ugh, you have no talent. But then I like it, and I'm like, oh, this is fun. But then I'm like, ugh, you have no talent.
But Faded has talent.
I know.
Well, first of all, I just have to say. First of all, because before anything else, we say anything else. The fact that Faded said slut and shit and damn and keep it in your pants.
Yeah. Faded slur.
My favorite part was the keep it in your pants. I was like, gonna die. It was so funny. I was like, oh my goodness.
I think we need more slutty Faded.
Yeah, seriously. So that was pretty exciting.
We need cabaret me. Faded back. No.
I liked your layering once again. I think you, like, something that I noticed about this song that I think you've done with all your songs tonight is you've done a great job of paying really close attention to details. Like, small little things, like, I could hear, like, in the very background, like your like little ahs and like, you know, head voice, higher pitched things. And it just, it worked so well, like, for you. There was one run that you did in the background where at the end where you said kiss and tell that sounded a teensy bit off to me. That was my one major nitpick. I think there was also an ah that sounded a little off too. Like, very minor, minor, like, in the background sort of things that sounded just a teensy bit off. But I think you did a really good job with this. I liked your energy a lot. I loved when you spoke, like, the kiss and tell, kiss and tell. I don't know, just, like, it was funny. So, yeah. Val, what did you think?
I really like whenever you do a Kesha song, you, like, put on the certain, like, Kesha faded attitude type thing. Yeah. And it sounds like, yeah, it's like the, like, your own kind of, like, style, like, faded maybe, like, Kesha.
Maybe Pop-Tart comes out to, like, take over and...
Yeah! It's like Pop-Tart singing a Kesha song. That, like, that kind of is what it is. It's like Pop-Tart singing a Kesha song. But yeah, this is, like, really, really good. This is another one I couldn't, like, write anything on, like... Yeah, you had awesome energy, and, like, you make Kesha's songs actually good, so that makes me happy.
I know.
Yeah, like, this was fantastic. I don't have anything to say about it.
Okay, so I'm going to get the only negative thing out of the way first, and then, like, go positive. Like, I agree with Rochelle on that one run on the Kiss and Tell towards the end, but that's the only negative thing I had down. Like, Faded, your sass was, like, awesome, and, like, I loved your slide and your squeaks. I think, would you call it a squeak? That really high-pitched thing she did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, squeak makes it sound annoying.
I know, it's not the right word, but I think she knows what I'm talking about. But that was, like, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you're saying it positively, so she's not going to be like, oh my god, Jeffrey thinks I'm squeaking. So.
But you know what I mean. That high-pitched thing you did was, like, so good. And, like, you performed the heck out of this song, Faded. Your layering was awesome. And, like, your layering at times is, like, whoa. Like, way too, so many layers. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
And, like, I love that, like she said, your attention to detail, like, in that kiss and tell talking part. I love how the O's in the background were, like, soft and, like, subtle. But they were, like, panning left to right. And I was like, whoa, Faded. Like... detail is incredible, and yeah, like, it really showed how much work you put into these, and everyone's just, like, putting so much work into their songs. It's incredible.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Omi's last song of this season.
No.
Oh, no.
I don't want it to end.
I know. It's so sad. Whoa.
Judas, Gaga, ra ra ra, Roma, Roma, ma, Gaga, ooh la la, won't you but Roma? Judas, 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 Gaga. I want your ugly, I want your disease, I want your everything as long as it's free. I want your love, 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 love. I want your love. I'll bring them down, bring them down, down. Whoa, whoa, whoa. A king with no crown, king with no crown. I want your loving, I want your living. You and me could write a bad romance. Whoa. I'm just a holy fool, baby, it's a fool. But I'm still in love with you, this baby. Whoa, whoa. Even prophets were David's crooked way.
I've learned love is like a drink you can't build a house and sink a dead body. Oh, 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 oh.
I'll bring them down, bring them down, down.
Oh, 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 oh.
A king with no crown, king with no crown.
Walk, fashion baby, work it, move that thing crazy. Walk, walk, fashion baby, work it, make the thing go ill. Walk, walk, fashion baby, work it, move that thing crazy. Walk, walk, fashion baby, work it, I'm a free and the most beautiful sense. I am beyond repentance, fame of her prostitute wins, garments her mind. But in the culture of sin, I just begin to pretend Judas is people offense, and their hair condiments. I want your love and I want your revenge. I want your love, I don't wanna be friends. You don't have all the ways you lose your breath. You don't have cute, I don't wanna be friends. Want your bad romance.
Oh me! Oh my god!
Oh, we're recording.
Yeah, sorry.
Hello, Valk.
Out of nowhere, mashup. Oh my god.
Oh my.
We didn't even ask for mashups, and then one just popped up.
A pop mashup.
What did you think, Valk?
This was like, whoa. I had never heard the Judas before, so I was like, ooh, a new song. And then I heard the Mama Mama's in there, and I was like, oh, is this a mashup? And then it was. And I was like, oh, yay, I love Bad Romance, and I've never heard Judas. So it's like, yeah, a song that I love and a song I've never heard before. So it was like, win-win. This is really, really good. There was some, like, pronunciation issues, like, throughout. It was kind of hard to understand what you were saying on some of the, like, I think the lyrics for Judas, like, it was a little hard to understand, and, like, the layering, I don't know, like, I thought the layering was good, like, when you were, it was, like, you singing, like, Bad Romance and Judas together, but I kind of wish one of them was a little lower volume-wise, because it didn't get hectic, but I just thought, like, one of them could have been a little lower, so it sounded more like, kind of, like, harmonies, but it's actually another song. Your energy throughout was awesome. I was like, whoa, this is awesome. Yeah. And yeah, I've never heard the Judas song before, but like, did he come in at the very beginning, like a second late, or is that how it starts?
Not at the beginning, in the second verse a little bit, but the beginning was okay to me.
Okay,
the song,
yeah, like,
was kind of abrupt, though, I agree.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was, like, it, yeah, an abrupt beginning.
It was, like, abrupt. Like, it sounded like something was missing from the beginning for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, it sounded like when you have a backing track that, like, starts at an odd area or, like, right away, and you're like, I gotta get there, like, and hit record at the same time. So
oh,
it
yeah.
kind of sounded like that, yeah. But, like, yeah, this is a really solid performance, and it was, like, an awesome way for you to, like, end pop star.
Yes, I agree.
I'm done.
Yeah, mashup, the heck. Incredible. this is, like, the Lost Covered song or something. Like, this is, like, legit really good on me.
The Lost Covered song. I'm sorry, I just got
Covered, the Lost Episode.
Yes. Like, yeah, his energy was incredible. Like, this is, like, the best energy I've heard Omi, I could say ever, but I don't want to, like, eat my words, so this is really good. And, like, your power in the Highlands was, like, wow. And I agree with Valk on the occasional enunciation issue, but, like, this was, like, really cool, Omi, and, like, the layering was great, and I heard panning in there, too, and, like, oh, my goodness, I'm just happy. I know. And, like, Omi, you were rapping, like, there's a first for everything, and, like, oh my gosh, like, he always says he's not a rapper, and I really like that. Like, it was not like the in-your-face rapping, it's like the I'm cool and Omi and I'm rapping. Like, it was just great job.
Yeah. My first note was, shit, WTF, mash up out of nowhere, all caps. I was not expecting it. I was so excited because I was like, oh my god, Judas. Because I love Judas, like, a lot. It's, like, one of my favorite songs right now. And then it was totally a mashup. Yeah, I agree with Falk about the abrupt thing. In the second verse, your timing coming into the Judas section was a little weird. Like, it sounded like you kind of fell behind your track and you were, like, trying to catch up. Let's see. I loved the bridge with the rap and the poker face, like, inserts.
I loved that part too.
And the, oh my god, I love that you did the ew in Judas, Valk. And Jeffers, have you heard this song?
No, this is my first time hearing Judas, really? As well. Okay.
In Judas, there's this one part where she, like, there's, like, all this music, and she just goes, ew, for, like, 2 seconds, and it's, like, really funny, and, like, Omi did it really, really well, and it was, like, great. I, like, freaking love Judas. Like, it's, like, one of my favorite songs right now, and I, like, thought you just did such a good job. The energy was awesome, and it, like, worked really well for your voice, and I love that you mashed them, because I like them both. There's a couple spots where Bad Romance came in, and I was, like, should that go there? But, like, it didn't bother me, like, that much, because the majority of it was, like, perfect. Yeah, this was a great way to end your pop star, like, career, I guess.
Career.
Your pop star career. Yeah, I, like, do not know how we're gonna pick a winner, because...
Oh my goodness.
I know, it's gonna be hard. I don't wanna pick.
And coming up next is Melly.
Melly,
oh my
with
goodness.
Her free choice, so, oh my gosh. Alright, let's go.
Woo.
Give me time to reason, give me time to think it through. Passing through the season where I cheated you. I will always have a cross to wear, but the bolt reminds me I was there. So give me the strength, face this test tonight. If only I could turn back time. If only I had said what I still hide. If only I could turn back time, I would stay for the night. For the claim your right to science, claim your right to see the truth. Though my pangs of conscience will drill a hole in you. I've seen it coming like a thief in the night. I've seen it coming from the flash of your light. So give me the strength, face this test tonight. If only I could turn back time. If only I had said what I still hide. If only I could turn back time, I would stay. turn back time. If only I had said what I still have. If only I could turn back time, I would stay for the night. If only I could turn back time. If only I had said what I still have. If only I could turn back time, I would stay for the night. If only I could.
If only I could.
If only I could.
If only I could.
If only I could turn back time, I would stay for the night. For the night. Melly's last song of pop stars.
Season.
The last song of the season.
Oh my gosh.
This is so sad, you guys. I'm like,
I know.
What did you think, Jeffers?
Melly, I thought this was very sweet, and I think Rochelle mentioned this off in the chat while we were listening to, but like, just like the other two, you had really good song choices too, and that showed a very good range of your songs, right? Like, she picked a punky song and like a soft, smooth one, like this one, and then like her sexy one in the Latin one. So it was like a good mix.
Yeah, it was.
Let's see. I thought her dynamics and her levels were very nice in this. Like, she just, Melly in general does really good with the dynamics in her songs. Mm-hmm. And I really like especially the tenderness and emotion on the bridge after the little breakdown section, which is kind of fun. There was one part in the first verse that sounded a little strange, and I wasn't sure if it was pitchy or not, because I'm not completely familiar with this song, but it's something didn't quite sound right in the very beginning of the first verse. But like, for the most part, I thought this was very sweet, Melly, and it was a very nice song, and a very good finale-worthy song as well. Like, good job.
Yes, I completely agree with like almost everything that Jeffers said. You're really good at like backing off when you need to, like with emotion and like volume. I agree that something in the first verse sounded like actually in both of the verses something sounded slightly weird to me, but I agree, I don't know this song very well. I loved your bridge part with the mixing. That was really good. Your mixing was super super awesome just in general. Yeah, I think that you did a really good job with this. And, like, you did a good job of picking a song that was different from your other two. And, like, also just, like, to note the fact that you did this in a week is really good, too, because this was, like...
I know.
Like, all three of your songs were really solid and definitely, like...
Finale-worthy.
Yeah, finale-worthy.
Yeah.
On the same page as, like, the other contestants. So, like, really good job, Melly. Yeah, I really enjoyed your emotion on this. It was really, really pretty. And it was just, like, vocally very pretty. Like, it just fit your range really, really, really well. Valk?
Yeah, I agree. I'm glad you did a slow song, because I think, slow songs are, like, your strong suit. I liked the dynamics a lot. And the emotion was really good. I can't really think, like, you were really close to doing that, like, kind of dipping into notes type of thing that we've, like, told you about before, like, during the verses, but, like, you didn't, so I was, like, glad that you didn't dip. I can't, like, think of anything, like, I liked this a lot. It was kind of mellow, like, but I think, like, that's just because the other songs in this round were so, like, high energy. It was kind of, like, it was, like, kind of taken aback to, like, hear a mellow song in this round, but you did a really good job, like, all season and on the finale, so yay!
Yeah, seriously. Ah, oh my gosh. So I think we need to go, like, talk.
Definitely.
Before we make decisions, but, yeah, so we'll be back. All right. The results. I don't want to say it, though, because...
This is scary.
I don't want the show to end.
I just, like, want to say that, like, first of all, Thank you to Valk and Jeffers for being awesome co-judges.
Yay!
Thank you for asking me. I didn't expect to be judging Popstar. I was, like, planning on, like, auditioning and being in it. But, like, I'm glad I'm judging it now because I did not want to be against these three.
And it was just, like, a really good experience. And I think that judging with you guys was really, like, it was really easy. It just, like, it just happened. It just worked.
Yeah, I love judging with you guys.
So it was really, really fun. And second of all, like, thank you to the contestants, like, people who were on it before, like, people who we brought back if people dropped, people who auditioned and stayed on the show the whole time, like, just, like, a huge thank you to all of you, because, like, I think this competition was by far one of our best star shows, just because it was, like, very organized and, like, well thought out, and I thought the contestants were really into it, too. Not saying that the contestants of Rockstar and Landstar weren't, but, I don't know.
Excuse me, are you trying to say something?
No.
I was a Landstar and Rockstar, and when you take me out of it, look what happens.
Look at what happens when Jeffers doesn't compete in a star show.
Oh, snap. End of the show drama.
But it just, it was really good. And I just, like, want to thank the finalists, because, especially Melly, because she kind of filled in when, like, things went down. So, like, super big thanks to you. And, you know, Omi and Faded also worked extremely, extremely hard. Faded's been, like, in and out of the hospital, which is also, like, impressive.
I know, it's scary.
So,
but...
like, I'm, like, really proud of you for not dropping and for getting this far into the finale. And I just, like, want to thank you guys for, like, your kind emails. Like, both Melissa, Melly, Melissa's, her name, I think, that I was looking at her email. Both Melly and Omi sent these, like, really intense emails about, like, loving being on the show, and, like, I know Faded has talked to all of us about being on the show and loving it and saying it's, like, her favorite show.
Yeah.
And, like, I just, like, that everybody who's been happy. On it, like, this has been my favorite show. It's so fun. And so just, like, it makes me happy that people are having fun. So I just, like, wanted to say thank you. But so we should get onto results, because I'm sure people are just, like, shut up. Stop saying thank you to people that we don't care about. Stop saying thank you.
Stop saying thank you to us. We want to know who won.
We want to know who won.
Whoa.
Okay, so why don't we announce who came in third? First of all, before we say anything else, this was an extremely close finale. Like, people were tied on certain rounds for first. No one person came in third on all the rounds, and, like,
no one person came in
first on all the rounds. Yeah, it was very all over the place.
And, like, all three of these contestants throughout the competition, all of them have topped and bottomed out.
In the bottom of the round.
So, like, none of them, like, were completely safe, and none of them were, like, weak either. Like, they all worked really hard to get here.
Yeah, like, all of these people, like, were really in the top some weeks and really in the bottom other weeks. So, like, it just, like, seems fitting. So, that's a good point, Jeffers. Okay, so, would you guys like to announce third place?
Someone should.
Okay. Oh, my mic went out.
Oh no, Jeffers' mic.
Flail.
Can't have a show without Jeffers' mic falling down and Ross. Alright. Do you want me to do it?
Yeah, you can go ahead.
Alright. So it was really close, but in the end, third place is gonna go to Melly.
Good job. Oh my god, you totally deserve to be in this spot, and I'm, like, so happy that you were able to submit. Good job, Melly!
Yeah, it was so close.
So close. Okay, okay.
It was, like, a serious, yeah. Alright, so...
Oh my gosh, so we're gonna say first place, because second would ruin first place, so... The winner of Popstar Season 1... You guys ready?
Yeah.
Are the people on the listen ready? I don't know.
We don't know.
Hurry up.
Okay. Is Faded Fandom. Woohoo! It was so close, though. So, Omi, you came in second, and it was, like, insanely close. We were like, oh my god, both of you guys and Melly, like, all three of you, were freaking phenomenal. Like, oh my god, this finale was incredible. Like, such a good finale.
Yeah, we just thought, like, Faded was a teeny tiny bit more consistent, like, throughout the rounds.
And that's, like, literally, like, the one, like, she, we just felt like she was just like a teen, like honestly, like bit like,
yeah, it was like, really like freakishly so close.
So close. We discussed it for a while, so
yeah.
Seriously, you guys, amazing job. Thank you for a wonderful season.
It's so, over.
Congrats to all the finalists. Congrats to Faded. We have badges. They're beautiful. You will see them soon.
They are neon and
they are super
ruby.
Sexy.
They are poppy.
Courtesy of Ambi Lee.
Yes, they're so great. Thank you, Ambi. So yes. Congrats, everybody. Goodbye, Malcolm Jeffer.
Goodbye, Rochelle.
So goodbye. We'll be on Lone Star, so.
Yeah, and I'm competing in it, so.
It's just not the same. It's just not
so
the
it is not goodbye. It is just, I don't know, so long for now.
I guess I just have to win Lone Star 2 so I can judge with you guys again.
Yes, you have to.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody should have a wonderful night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.